fills me with
whoa,
confidence.
You owe me £5.
We should have a swear jar, shouldn't we?
No, he says, oh shit.
No. I really want to go to Japan.
I've been to Japan.
Have you been to Japan?
Yeah.
Really?
What did you do when you went to Japan?
Yeah, where did you go?
I went to Tokyo.
Oh, just Tokyo, was it?
I went to Tokyo and I also went to Mount Fuji. Oh, I'm basically on the bullet train or whatever it's called.
Mm.
Between there and Mount Fuji.
Tricycle train.
Tricycle train. Some fucking Asian dude at the front just going on a tricycle dragging the train.
No.
It's you have not believe how fucking fast it is.
It's the saw puppet.
Legs, yeah. like trees.
That was a train with legs.
No, he's so fast when he's driving this train. Because it's a tricycle, his legs are like trees. Huge.
So all he is tree.
Yeah, oh, what's her name? Chung Lee.
Oh, yeah. She's got. Yeah, but she's Chinese.
She has legs, though, mate.
Funny story about being in Japan. So my whole family was there. My dad was like we were there because of my dad, and he was on a business trip, and he was basically he managed to drag us all with us, with him. The company paid for it all.
So I'm so ungrateful. He dragged
us. It was awesome. I spent my birthday there. It was my 10th birthday.
How many days were you there for?
A whole week. Yeah.
Company paid trip. That's nice.
Yeah, and the annoying thing is we still got the same flat that my dad would have had if he was there by himself. So small, and especially with like a Japanese family anyway,
it's small anyway.
I'd sleep in a cupboard. It was amazing. It was the quietest. Like,
where are you sleeping in Narnia?
Yeah, pretty much. There's all these duvets and all over me.
Snowing and
stuff. It's cool.
Hey, I bet the cage from home.
Yeah, but it was funny. My mom actually thought I was dead one night because she opened the door and I wasn't breathing. Apparently, but it was just because I had so much on me. I was just so warm. It was just like dead asleep basically. But funny story, we went to the grocers and we thought we'll just buy lunch because it was about midday, we'd come back from shopping. And one of the things we bought was bread. Turned up at the house and it was custard bread. I was like, this is awesome. My mom hated it. She was like, this is horrible, let's throw it in the bin. I was like, nope. Took it in my cupboard.
You
shut the door. Phil, have you ever been to Asia?
Well, you don't talk about
in my mind.
No, actually, to be honest, like, when I was really young, I really wanted to go, but now, like, I wouldn't mind going, but I'm not really that hyped up on it anymore.
Because of Tokyo Gore Police, so you'd have to
off. Yeah, I'll be honest, it was Tokyo Gore Police, pretty good.
Yeah, Tokyo isn't all of Asia. You'd be surprised.
No, but like, generally,
that's probably
generally,
one, like, Japan's a small section of Asia as well.
Like, no, when I went, I wanted to go to Japan, I wanted to go everywhere, not just flatmate in Tokyo.
I had a flatmate who went to China for a year, like, to take out of his uni. He basically came and answered an advert to live with me.
Yeah.
So I rented the room in the flat to him. When he left, he was a terrible flatmate anyway, just because he was, well, to be honest, he wasn't the worst. He could have been worse and really annoying towards me.
He wasn't very sociable, was he?
No, he was very awkward.
Was this a Chinese guy?
No, he wasn't Chinese. No. He wasn't Chinese. He was just a weirdo.
What's his name?
Ed. I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
But when he left, he ate a lot of like Chinese cuisine, and that's what he liked anyway. Mm. And he had a girlfriend that lived in China, and he was going to go back there after he had finished the lease in my flat. But in the freezer, what he left was chicken feet.
Oh, yeah.
Literally just chicken feet in the freezer. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing.
Nibble.
Did you have any?
No. Did I even show them to you, Stephen?
No, you said you would have showed them to me.
Yeah.
You just chucked them out, did you?
I just chucked them in the bin.
You know, you should have done. You should have kept one made into a necklace.
Actually, think about it. I hate chicken. I ate them before.
Gas.
Like,
they also eat like chicken fetuses, don't they?
Do you know...
What, eggs?
Do you know like crispy chicken Peking style?
Eggs
are chicken fetuses.
No, sorry.
The feet, that's...
Oh,
I've seen that, it's disgusting.
Do they not have fully formed bones yet?
No, it's like
it just looks.
Do they have no bones? Or
they've got bones, but they're partially. I think they might be fully
like
formed. They grow to a point where they go, all right, and they have it stillborn, and they sort of like boil it.
This makes me feel a bit sick.
That's just depressing.
So there's a rooster going about having sex with all these chickens, and all these kids were just getting eaten. I fair enough that happens anyway when they're alive and grown up.
That's what they literally before they even sat.
Yeah. So where's the weirdest place in the whole of the world you've been, Phil?
I've got a story.
I've not really been that many places. I mean, I've been to Ireland a lot, and I went to France once.
Do you eat frog legs?
No.
Snails?
No.
See, that was pointless.
That's like a car.
What was the point in going?
Carl Pilkington moment, isn't it?
Where's
the strangest place you've been? Well, I've been to Ireland, and I've been to France. Yeah. They were fucked up in France.
When we did go to France, what was quite funny, I probably told you a story about how like the firework went through the girl Jordan's window and into the bag.
No.
basically, what happened was in the day we'd all got out and we'd all bought loads and loads of booze, and then on the same day some of the guys went to a BB gun shop and they all bought BB guns.
How many times did you say
how many times did you say basically?
We can make a drinking game with it. How many times you say basically?
I say that a lot, but it's just a word.
Okay, anyway. They bought loads of booze and they bought BB guns, and then later that night we all go back to the flat we're living in. Everyone gets absolutely wasted out of their face, and they're stuck in the corner like getting stoned and shit. And where, because the building we were in, there was a wee ledge and you could go from our room into our next door neighbour's room. But one of the main guys I was hanging around called Woody, right, who is like a huge pot fiend, like smoked loads. That night, obviously, he drank loads and he smoked loads. And he's also got a BB gun. And so he's like, I wonder how powerful this gun is. So he puts it to his arm point blank and shoots himself in the arm. And it's like a huge, like,
so it's steel BBs or just plastic ones?
Like plastic ones.
No, it's not bad.
It's
got shot with one. It's
anyway,
stuck on my chest.
Anyway,
I've been shot. He just has one.
Shot his balls.
So,
right now.
So the next best thing you think is then, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just go out to the ledge and just shoot anyone that walks by her flat. So now he's completely drunk, stumbling out, gets onto the ledge, and he's like, "There's a French person. Bang! There's another one. Bang!" And he's just shooting them as he walked by, and then eventually, like, you could smell something. And I'm like, "It's an odd smell." And then, the guy who's obviously in charge of us all, because this is a school trip, Mr. Warner, as we used to call him, Mr. Jubbly Warner. He knocks on the door, and he pops his head in. Mr. Jubbly Warner.
Awesome.
Do you ever remember Harry Enfield and Chums?
I think so.
Right, black and white thing. Right. So he pops his head to the door and says, "Oh, guys, it's been a bit of a problem. A firework, it's gone through the kitchen." Because he actually talked this thing. Okay. So he's like, "It's been a bit of a problem. There's been a firework and it's gone through the girls' dorm's window into the bag, and the bag's gone up in flames." He then puts his head in more further into into our room, and he sees just like vodka bottles everywhere, like beer bottles, just
devastation,
rum, everything. There's folk in the corner getting high, like, eh! And he loses his weird voice and just goes, "Don't open the door." And like Woody's still outside shooting down on folk.
So where the hell does firework come from?
So no, because probably,
I thought that was going to be the end of the story. Like,
probably,
some angry Frenchman threw it up.
Yeah, that's obviously
well,
what
hopefully
happened.
That sounds
can I just say? Can I just say?
Come back.
This
and,
sounds like a really shit version of like Porky's like 2, but with like Woody from Toy Story.
And then it's like, but it was quite funny because like, that's my story.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure there'll be
why not?
let's give him a star. A sweetie. Show and tell's
over.
What
was your story, Ryan?
Well, I was actually going to read the plot to one of the Karate Kids, but that did. That did just as good.
I thought you were going to be like, when I was in Russia.
I was going to say.
Like, I moved from my town because I was being bullied. And then I met this boy, and he claimed me and my mate. And then I ended up going to the beach. I met this girl, and then the boy's mates came along. and they beat me up, they battered me. I was crying my eyes out.
This sounds just like you.
I know.
No, it doesn't.
And then, ah shit.
Ah shit. And then I befriended this Chinese man, this China man, and then, and he made me wash his car. And when I was washing the car, I learned Kung Fu. So I ended up going to tournament, and the boy kicked me in the leg, and I was so scared. I was hopping about, and I didn't care if I could fight no more. But
this is the Karate Kid.
I was gonna go. Some guy took me to an island, and then the guy I used to work with like really fucking hated him. So he started destroying his garden all the time. And all of a sudden, I found an Asian girlfriend and all that. I think it's Karate Kid 3 or 2.
Yeah, most people do, to be honest.
They're dressed like the Misfits, but my China money, he came out of nowhere and battered him up.
Barton with his mind.
Darren, why don't you tell the story of how you
lost a bollock?
No, when you were yes, abroad.
I would have done it.
And you went to that fun club.
Real question was it a fun club?
Fun club?
No, it wasn't a fun club.
What
no,
the
fun club?
You
had no fun at a fun club.
Why you should have sued then if it wasn't fun.
I know.
That's false advertisement.
False advertisement.
I want to hear about fun club now.
I wouldn't know about fun club.
I
wouldn't know about
fun
club.
It was over two years ago. You're about to get married.
Steven,
doesn't matter.
Just pause it.
Come on, fun club.
And was Pat Sharp here?
Wait, it wasn't fun club, it was fun house. And he had a whole lot of fun. Yeah, there were many prizes for him to be won.
Come on, Dad.
Did you win any prizes?
That story.
Why not? It's
not.
Come on.
If you put your mind to it.
Come on.
I don't know the story.
I know it.
Everybody knows this story.
I don't
know. No, they don't. Only
I
know it.
I don't know
it.
Because I've only known
everyone. So why don't you just tell it?
No
one's going to judge you about it. Just tell it.
1, 2, 3.
Do you know the story about the fun club?
No.
Skeen doesn't know. That's the majority
of
the time.
It's not even running, look. It's still.
What happened at Funhouse?
Nobody else knows this story.
No,
no,
I don't know it.
Nobody
don't
knows
know it.
I
don't know
it,
Darren.
I know
one,
it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's well,
awesome.
It's all fun
it's
club.
Awesome.
Did you grind two men?
Did two men grind you?
No, I was...
Well, you're
I don't
poor.
Know
so can you start it off in a narrative way? So, I want to hear this, because I just want to hear it.
Because you know it's going to be.
Is everyone sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Then we shall begin.
It's really funny, John.
Well, it was really stupid, but I want to hear it. So I was underage and went to this.
What do you mean, sexually or.
Both.
Just.
Die, John.
No, but that's important. Sexually or alcohol.
Okay,
both.
So he's both, right.
15.
So I think I was about 15.
Okay.
And went to this club and. It was like down by the marina, and
not in Aberdeen.
Not in Aberdeen.
Abroad.
This is in Spain.
You think so?
Who were you with?
My dad, which makes the story worse.
Right.
The fact that he didn't protect me.
Right.
Anyway, started trying to
flip people off. Just.
I'm drinking.
Right.
So I downed about 8 bottles of beer, which when you're 15, in like this in about an hour. Probably 8 bottles of beer.
Not long.
drunk all them, and then it was totally fucked. So we're sitting down next to, there was like entertainment going on, and there was pole dancing and that going on as well. So sat down at this little table, like right above this pole dancer, and so she's dancing around and everything, spinning around the pole, all these kinds of things. And I'm like, hell, she's amazing. All this, right? So I'm like spending the whole time looking up at her like this. And then, so she finishes, comes down, and she, like, practically mouth rapes me. Totally fucking assaults my mouth. Tongue in my mouth and everything.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And I'm just like, fucking hell, that's amazing. And then...
Turns out it's your dad.
The next thing I hear, there's all this, like, clapping and everything, and I'm like, what the fuck? And all these people are, like, patting my back, saying, fucking hell, well done, I wouldn't have done that, and all this sort of thing. So the next day, my dad wakes up. Yeah, because I went home and
please tell me it's a tranny.
Ended up being vertically sick and everything. So I wakes up the next day and my dad's like, do you remember what you did last night? And I'm like, no, what did I do? It's like that lovely woman that you saw. what do you mean? He's like, no, she was quite nice looking, wasn't she? And I'm like, I honestly can't remember that much. And he's like, Alright, okay, so you don't remember her dick that she had then? And I'm like,
oh god.
In my defense, and you'll testify that she actually it pulled me more than I pulled.
Yeah, well, the thing is, some of them you can't tell the difference, and if they're going to literally just
this one,
mouth.
This one you could tell.
Okay, you were blind drunk.
Yeah.
So in your defense, also, you're alright.
I told you, still. It's a fine.
Pull the
charm.
Pull the charm.
That's alright, we've got it recorded.
Have you heard of a website called, I think it's called Babbel or something?
Babbel?
Bebo!
No, it should be called.
You said that last time.
But probably for legal reasons, not. Yeah, there's a tranny on that.
Is this the website you went on as, like, kind of dating?
I don't know what it is. Like, because there's someone I know.
Did record it? And we're still recording. No, I just said bullshit. It's still recording. It is recording.
Show me the screen. I'll be able to tell you if it's been recording or not.
No, it's not moving. Isn't the red button and the play button?
Yeah, that's been recording the whole time. Darn, it's fine.
It's not going in.
Why not?
I'll cut it out, man. Don't worry.
No, I'll actually edit it out.
I'll let you listen to it.
Have you never heard me slag off Darren? Margaret.
Margaret.
Have you never heard that?
No. Is that her?
That's what I nicknamed her.
Oh, okay.
It was Margaret.
It's embarrassing stories when you're drunk.
There's not that many. Well, there is an embarrassing story where I was blindly drunk on my birthday and I woke up and pissed in.
That was brilliant! That was the best story ever! We're telling that story.
From the start in huge detail, because that's a brilliant story.
Well, no, it was my birthday. We were in a nightclub. I was really, really drunk. I was dancing like a fool with everybody else, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a great night.
We were on our way home. I vaguely remember having a fight with Paige at a bus stop.
We weren't really fighting.
You said the woman was really hot at the bus stop, and I went, no, she's not. And then you were like, no, don't talk to her about it.
Yeah.
And you were like, stop talking. It was just an advert for some...
Like, it was a Marks and Spencer's advert.
Yeah.
You were like, I love her.
But anyway, so got home, really blindly drunk. Took, you know, off my contacts, ready for bed, went to bed, and lovely girlfriend puts me to bed, and then...
Picks him up. Literally picks him up. Puts him to bed.
Then during... Well, something happens during the middle of the night. I wake up. I basically...
Cobras!
I'm in the bed alone. I was like, this is odd. Where is she? Look to the door, she's standing there going, do you know what you did last night? And I was like, what? What did I do? And I thought to myself, I punched one, you know, I thought I punched Peach because I vaguely remember having a slight argument with him. And I was like, oh my God, did I punch someone? Did I seriously hurt somebody? I have no idea what I did. So like, do you know what you did? I was like, what? What did I do? Like, you pissed in my bag. And I was like, what? It's like, you pissed in my bag during the middle of the night. I was like, okay.
I
just love this description of she's.
I've done it so many times as well.
I just love this description where she says that you got up in the middle of the night.
I got up during the middle of the night, and the bag was beside the radiator at the door. I squat over it, pulled down my pants, and basically direct my penis directly into the bag.
What I love best about this story is that she didn't actually wake you up while you
doing it. She didn't even bother.
She waited until you went back to bed, just fuming.
She didn't go to sleep.
Until you woke up the next morning and went, do you know what you did?
Yeah.
She dried out the tickets and everything she had in the bag.
Yeah, it was tickets for like some theatre show.
And she had to dry them out.
Two please are just all crinkling and yellow as she hands them over.
I was like that when he came into his tent at Download, though. He pushed me over, I'm gonna fucking get him.
In the morning! You're like a girl, you take up all the space.
He does.
I like my comforts.
When I go camping, I know the routine. My bag is my pillow, and that's all I need.
Though I must say,
You two got the whole.
I defended you as well.
Still, I find it admirable how he defended me when I was drunk.
Oh yeah, no, we're gonna have to tell that story.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like because
we won't say names, but yeah.
Well, there was a bunch of Welsh guys that loved me because I used to drink a lot.
No, it's just a pineapple juice.
Now
like
I'm just
crazy.
Now I stop drinking.
Well, no, they would feed you booze, they would feed you legal highs.
Legal
and I
highs.
Think they
That's,
tried to make
half
it,
of them weren't legal.
Maybe, but
you would take like
well,
things.
Well, they knocked you out for a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was me because I had like a 15.
You basically
crate.
Did a massive
I had
cocktail.
A 15 crate within 10 minutes.
You also
yeah.
have a massive amount of cocktail in your belly.
Yeah, like I had Jaeger every day as well.
Let's get rid of the tail. Let's say cock.
What?
Cocktail.
He's just a massive cock in his belly.
You're very funny.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So basically,
yeah.
So basically, they popped their heads
in the tent.
Like queers.
And like, oh, so, come on, Steven, you gotta come in. And then Ryan's like, no! You got a rock night! He's like, you leave him be! He's not in the mood, you can see that! He's not in a stable condition! You get fucker in his tent!
Do you know I once tried to set
a
stool on fire?
Box?
Yeah. Doesn't work.
What?
You know a cow pat? If you throw a match in it, it pretty much bursts in flames.
Yeah.
As one. I tried it on my own poo, it doesn't work.
I made my brother hit a cow pat with a stick and it just went all over him. It was fucking hilarious. And one nearly fucking like just went straight past my head. I was like, fuck! I was thinking like Grant and Spey or something like that. In the hills, and I was just mounting a fucking rabbit shit. Like it was up about high as a fucking little table there.
Aye.
It was just everywhere. Nice. It was like miniature fucking Maltesers.
You put in some boxes and left it.
More like Nesquik.
Mounting a Nesquik with a rabbit shit. Like, it was actually up to there, like fucking like the height of that table.
So when I wanted to download, I can't remember what bands. Because there was only
like he missed Rob Zombie.
Yeah,
we're like,
just leave him. Yeah, I'm going to have to tell
no,
this story.
No, we tried.
Now. Yeah, you tried waking me. But I'm stuck between the story of. Was it your thing or was it Steven's thing that I. It was the picture of me, like, waving my dreads around. And I'm in the suit and that. And I sort of just went. Disappeared.
Picture of you?
No, on Facebook there's the picture of me looking hella creepy and my brother's asking, oh, is this what. Alex looks like with Red Bull.
That wasn't Download.
No, that was not. I'm torn between telling that story of that night.
Oh, that is a hilarious story.
Or
I remember when one night you got really drunk and got really creepy.
Was that the fishy potato night?
No, it was.
Was that the night he went up?
There's
to
that night as well.
He went up to some guy at the bar and like they found him. And then when he spilt what's her face's drink.
So
he went to go buy her. Oh no, I'll let you tell the story.
All right, I've got at least three drunken stories that I can tell. I can save it for next couple of episodes, but there's the one at Download, my first night at Download.
Tell that one, that was hilarious. And not everyone's heard that one.
No, okay, well, first night at Download, I partied a bit hard.
You basically had these friends that you kind of just, you knew before, but this is the first time you spent time with them.
Yeah.
So you basically were introduced to new friends. And it was
proper
new
time
environment,
to bond with old friends.
The
well.
First time you'd ever experienced thousands of people in the same culture that you are, all hanging about, doing the same thing, get drunk and have fun.
So I got a bit excited.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, scumming beers off other people. But I bought my own crate or something.
Yeah, you had that.
And then I bought in like at least two hip flasks of whiskey that I pilfered from my dad. I think one was Glenfiddich and someone's. The one was someone else. But, don't mix your drinks, kids, because it doesn't work out well.
No, it doesn't. You start to lose your mind.
Yeah, you. Well, I do.
You don't know what happened.
Quite clearly.
Do you even know? Like, so, obviously.
The part is there's some pretty girl talking to me as well.
So you have vague memories of certain things happening.
Well, I remember we were partying and stuff, and then we went at some point to the fun fair. And we went around, we went all over the ride and stuff, and we were going, brilliant. I remember going on one ride, and I was just being really cool. I was going, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not panicking. Yeah, everyone else going, yeah, whoa! I was just going, whatever. Whatever. And this guy next to me, he was like, yeah, whatever too. I was going, yeah, cool. It was just me and him going, this is so gay. Being super chilled. And some random guy. But we came off the ride, and then I was super drunk, and apparently these pretty girls were talking to me. Chris was telling me, "Oh, this super hot girl was talking to you." I was like, "Yeah, she was just being friendly."
Yeah, well, when he says super hot, you gotta realize he's the standard on
that.
Yeah. Which is odd, really, because he's not a bad-looking guy.
Yeah, it does that.
He would have a drunken night.
But anyway, so, yeah. I basically ended myself that night. I was feeling horrible the next day.
The next morning,
turns out I lost my wallet that night.
Well, the better way to describe it is, I woke up. I'm always the first one to wake up in a campsite. Go for a poo, come back, maybe have some breakfast, and then sit down and wait for other people to get up. So I enjoy the weather of the morning. I like that. As long as it's not really rainy. I enjoy just... I enjoy it because it's usually actually fresh air at that point. Yeah, instead of the
it's
dust.
It's stirred up.
He knows where the salmon's are. He goes...
Yeah. I'm up and early, ready for the salmon. So I basically woke up. Everyone else gradually woke up. And then Alex isn't waking up. So I'm like, why is he not getting up? He's usually someone that would wake up. It's like, oh, obviously I had a good night. You know, try and shit your tent, so nothing happens.
Went to bed earlier than everyone.
Yeah, we all went to bed.
Yeah, I think me, Stephen, and Ryan all went to bed a bit
Chris
early.
And what's your other faces?
Yeah, a bunch of those guys. But, so shaking the tent, nothing. I thought, I better check if he's actually inside. If you're actually here.
Mm.
Opens it up, and you're lying there just like, I was like, sick. Are you alright? You're like, You didn't throw up in the tent.
I didn't throw up in the tent. I threw up all over myself, though.
Yeah.
I had
then,
my good shirt and everything. Just
so you... drag yourself out, you throw up right in the ground, on your dreads.
Yeah.
So it's just covered, and
it wasn't even proper sick, I'll have to tell that. It was just like this watery, yellowy type.
Yeah, it's
liquid.
At the bottom of your liver, or your stomach.
Bile,
it wasn't, it probably was bile. It's just water.
Green.
But it was, bleh. Then it was like...
So
is it worse stuff to be sick as well? Oh,
and
milk.
Milk,
no, because nothing is bad, nothing is in the car. Like
Simply Red as well.
But the thing is, he was just like, okay, my phone's here, and he was basically just searching his tent. I was like, you alright? He's like, I was like, I can't find my wallet. I was like, are you sure? And he searched the whole tent, every bag. You know, if you're drunk, you might have hidden it somewhere, thinking, yeah, this will be safe.
Mm.
Nowhere to be found.
It's probably buried in a hole.
Yeah. But then he was just like, I've lost my wallet. And it was just like, that was all his money. And I even said to you, the night before, I've got my locker, give me half your money, I'll put it in the locker.
I didn't. I thought it'd be a good idea just to keep it on me. I took out, how many, at least £100. At least £100 to take on the whole journey. I was like, no, that's it, gone. All of it.
I remember that night, because I was this close from going out the tent and screaming at you. I actually was.
Oh, because other people.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Remember my tip. Wear earplugs.
I know I didn't, but I remember being there, like, with my,
that's why I do every
my girlfriend
time.
At the time, and going, oh, they're fucking irritating me.
So the ex.
Yeah. And I almost went out of the tent and started screaming at you. Almost started screaming.
Who gives a fuck about the pictures? Oh, yeah. You know the
pictures. Because he wouldn't show me. He wouldn't show me pictures. I was like, just show me pictures. No, I wouldn't show you.
What pictures?
Of your ex, the one in your
the one that I don't keep on my phone.
What, the one I always...
The one that you always...
I keep in my wallet.
The one you always, like, moan about and everything yourself through.
I'm pretty sure that's what everybody does out of for an ex.
No,
that's because you don't have one.
That's because you're inhuman. Turns out Phil doesn't have a heart.
No, I'm my first girlfriend.
Do you bitch about her?
I still got a
bitch about her.
Why do you keep a picture of your ex?
Where's the picture?
When you want to get in a bad
where's
mood
the picture?
For
no
reason.
It's just a
it's in a heart-shaped box.
On your wallpaper, on your computer. On a hit list.
Oh no, she was fucking crazy. She was like proper mental.
She must have been.
Like the time
no,
she tried to...
You must.
Oh,
face like that.
You're funny, man. What's he?
Tell the story about how she tried to cook a prawn on your bumhole.
What? She did not try and cook a prawn on my bumhole.
That would have been awesome.
This is
so who
fishy
else is gonna,
and meaty.
Who else is going to tell a drunken story? Because that's the least one of mine.
Nope.
I once got really drunk with Stephen and Jay, and we. I pissed in a bin next to an old lady.
Oh, that was amazing. It was like the middle of the summer. We started like drinking at one. It was like, we're going to get
one
drunk.
In the afternoon.
We are going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And it was like, we are going to get drunk. Spent the whole day at the bar.
had our lunch, had our dinner. It was basically 9 o'clock, and we're like, oh fuck, we're so drunk. I just like scared Stephen, and then he bumped the table, which then dropped the pitcher. Yeah. It went everywhere. So we're like, I went, I'm leaving. Just walked across the road because we were sitting outside.
Which bar was this?
Bobbin.
The Bobbin.
Yeah. I just walked across the road, started to be like, okay, we're all going to go home. Actually, I think we're going to head to mine.
Did we not play with Sticky Willies?
Yeah, because we had to down the Jibber Valley.
Stephen,
yeah.
You mean your story with absinthe as well?
But it was amazing because
Ryan's... Oh, yeah. I got me and Skiing got a story.
Well, I'll finish this one first.
Ryan, we were walking the way home, and Ryan basically is like, I need to pee. He's like, where are you going to pee? And he just looks at this bin, sticks his dick in it, and starts peeing into the bin. This old lady just walking past, he's waving at him. And then we end up taking about 2 hours to get home.
You
just were really drunk. It was only like less than 20 minute walk.
Yeah, stumbling, man.
Oh, that was bad.
Crawling even.
Yeah, we went on a wee adventure on the way home.
Ah, of course you
were. Skiing
to... Oh, yeah, skiing.
You were the only one that actually sort of remembers it.
Oh yeah, I like. Was it? We were drinking like fucking. We're in town and that. I think it was still like tunnels. The rock night. We're with Dan. So we went back to his and he's like, "Oh, all right, boys and girls, lots of growth alcohol." So he pulls out this bottle like absinthe. So we're like, "Oh yeah, fucking cool." So we drunk all of that. Then fucking like got really fucking drunk. Like Dan was like, get the fuck out of my flat, basically. So like me and him were like fucking like walking home fucking really fucking drunk. I'm not drunk as him, he's fucking pretty mongous. But he's like sitting like, so when we sat down, like, he sat on his porch bit for a bit and you were just like, oh, I can't fucking move sort of thing. He's like, oh. Like, so continue on down the road, like get to this like just beside the university.
So do you leave down there or you
pick no up no like we're in his house, like we drunk. This is afterwards. We drunk this fucking bottle of fucking absinthe.
Aye.
Like.
And he said he went on the porch and said he couldn't move.
No, like it was. This is when we left Dan's because Dan kicked us out, which is everybody get the fuck out of the flat. So we're walking back and like he's like, oh, I need a pee. So it's like it's like probably about 5-6 foot wall or something, so he just fucking clambers over the top of it, just like completely disappears.
Who's Stephen?
I'm like, alright, I need a pee. He just goes on and I'm like, okay, I'm like, so I'll just like start around. And I see this big fucking massive metal thing come flying over the wall. And he goes poof right onto this fucking car. And I was like, oh shit. And I just like turn around and I just see like a spotlight shining. But I just see his silhouette just going like running. Like fucking like against this like fucking container or something. And I was like, oh fuck. So it's like walking and like running, get around the corner and just like fucking belt it down the road. So finally I get back to my house, it's only like 50 minutes. And like he texts me, he's like, where are you? It's like half an hour later. He's probably still he's walking around Aberdeen University looking for me. And I'm home.
Do you know what the metal thing was?
I don't know, it was like a sticker or a scooter or something, and he just played up, and the spotlight was like a security, it was like my silhouette was like, and you just seen him really slowly, and he just like
I was like, oh shit. Brilliant.
Funny thing is, though, that is actually where you're at.
He's just when you're really bad drunk.
What was it? I didn't even know. A story about me, like, it's basically like your one, like, peeing and pissing in Anne's.
I like pissing stone.
I nearly, I mean, you pissed in, like, her thing, but it was like, mine was like, I'd like went out to, it's actually just when I got my student loan in, so I got like 1,700 things that had like been delayed, so I was like, yes, fucking party. So I went to this like really shit nightclub when I was in Perth. And so I kept sending my fucking mate up to the bar. I was like, we managed to get like this like VIP area. So I was like, at least I don't need to mingle with these fucking horrible bastards on the dance floor. So I was like, go to the bar for me, like, you can, like, so it's like £2 for like a vodka and like coke or something. So like, here's a tenner. It's like, keep one to yourself, give me that. So I kept sending them up because I had all this money to spend. So like, I took an E as well, obviously, in the hell. So we're like, we finally got back to my fucking flat. And so I took another fucking E before I went to bed, twisted in the fucking hell.
Why? Before you go to bed?
It doesn't hit you that way.
Well,
we,
I'm
we,
sure
we
it
think,
would.
No, we you think it would, but like, and I think, like, I took an eyeliner kit as well. So like,
took one so you can see.
I'd actually whitey on the way back, and it's like a fucking dreadful photo of me, like. Like, if I was taking a photo, like, it was like, just as I'm doing it, like, I look like a fucking 60-year-old fucking bag of socks or something like that.
That's a good description.
Well, do you know, like, Keane's got like a bunch of really weird descriptions, like how he described recruiters was looked like an orange that was left in a bath.
They actually put an orange in the bath.
I forgot about that. Was that,
like,
not when we were shaving Michael?
Yeah,
he was like, you know what, we can test this out right now.
Look, it's Keith Richards.
Look at his face. I know. It was like, this is the perfect time to test the opportunity of the orange in the back.
Like, I came in, like,
and he just went, pop.
I came in late,
like,
as well.
Like a 60-year-old bag of socks.
So I was going to have to keep a bag of socks.
Basically,
like,
I'm basically like Mick Jagger.
It's like, look, it's Skeen as an old man.
No, it's Skeen on E.
Oh.
And Night Owl.
Like,
Herbal.
Like, halfway through the night, like, I got sleepwalking. I walked up to my roommate's cupboard because I shared a room in halls. And fucking pissed in the wardrobe. And he's like, he seen me, like, he was actually awake at the time as well. And he's seen me and he's like, fucking rugby talking about this in the wardrobe. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm like, it's fine. He's like, pushed me into the fucking toilet. And he's like, oh, you're pissing for like another, like, fucking 8 minutes or something. Yeah. So the next day, I didn't wake up until like fucking 5 o'clock in the fucking evening or something like that. And I was like the last person to fucking find out about it. Like the wardens and that fucking stay in halls, like the fucking Gestapo, basically. They were like fucking trying to wake him up, like fucking hitting him, like poking him, and then they like budging it. And like, he woke up and then finally he's like, and I'm like, who the fuck's at the door? And he's like, Ryan, come up to the office. And I'm like, oh, what have I fucking done? I can't get anything. I was like, a steam leaf. He's like, oh, you pissed it off, old wardrobe. I'm like, he's like, really? I think you need to calm down your alcohol intake and that. And he's like, I just I just drink as much as anybody else does. It's not me.
Sounds like an old man there.
Like a 60-year-old bag of socks.
If socks could talk. Yeah. So it's like,
that's a segment for skiing there. If socks could talk.
I'm so crusty for wrong reasons.
Skeen, I don't just do that when I'm drunk though. I when I was a kid, I used to sleepwalk and just, I actually unlocked the front door of my house and pissed on the front doorstep.
And the funny thing is that the wardens were like, oh, like you either like managed to swap rooms with somebody else because like your roommate pissed off enough. He was he's pissed off at the time. I just imagine you would be somebody's pissed all your clothes in your cupboard. So later, 10 minutes since I came out of the meeting, everything. He's like, oh yeah, you fucking prick. sorry about. Thingy. So like, I swapped roommates, so I ended up staying with Thorage. Like, I ended up seeing the swap with somebody else in hall. So like, so I basically swapped like from one flat to another, like, because I was in the share with him. So like this is actually like about, when did I come, June, say 8th, like April or something like that. I fucking done it again while the roommate's wardrobe. He's like a fucking same sort of situation.
Serial wardrobe pisser.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a fetish or it's just because the fact, like, if it's like I walk down this like double bed and there's two wardrobes there, I just walk straight down, open a door. There we go.
Yeah.
I guess it's because it's like a Glastonbury proto potty.
Oh, sorry. I used to hide folks coming and jump out and shit.
No, you're pissing him.
No.
Nah, you're pissing
me. Gonna go in for a while.
West side.
Aye.
Has anyone else got some funny stories?
I got chased up the street, like High Street in Perth, from some guy fucking on acid. It was quite funny. So even like, he was like, fucking. Oh, it's like we came at like the student bar, like it was a green room. Fuck, green room. It's like fucking. We're walking like outside, so I was outside like waiting for all the bass. Fucking, we're all got headbutt dolls now. This guy's like, oh, do you want to join my band and that? And he's like, kind of like just really fucking like, people's are like fucking like that. He's like, oh, I'm trying to start a psychedelic revolution. He's like, I've got fucking tons of fucking acid. And he's like, you can tell he's fucking brought her tripping. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to fucking form a group and all that.
Yeah.
We've got like fucking like 2 minutes just around the corner. And he's like, you're trying to steal my idea. I'm like, that kind of idea anyway. He's trying to create a psychedelic revolution thing. Like, fucking get fucking music being trippy and shit again. And he's like, no, he's getting like really serious. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to walk away. And he's like, no! So he's like chased after, and I'm like, he's like, you guys go that way, I'll catch up with you. And like, he's like running after me, like fucking full pelt. And I was like crying with laughter. I was worried.
Yeah, you would do, eh?
Yeah, I was worried. I feel like, it was insane.
That's it.
I know, but that even is not actually interesting, so I hardly remember.
It's fair enough.
Right. Good.
Is that the end of this one,
then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll call it. I'll tell you the time, ecstasy time, like when I was in my toilet, but that's another time. I'll can tell you about that.
Say that for next week, lads.
See?
Hey folks, Peach here. If you're interested in hearing your own hypothetical crap in this show, send your questions in to us at goblinlair@gmail.com. While you're at it, subscribe to us on iTunes or follow us at goblinlair.podomatic.com. We're also on Twitter @goblincast.